We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Smith. Yeah. T-Pain. Damn,
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Someone had texted in, Ira, how about Tampa Bay stinking up the ice in the playoffs?
Crazy. Such a great season and down 3-0 to crazy John Tortorella, yeah.
Tampa Bay Lightning were the best team
by
in
far,
the NHL.
Like, by far.
I mean, we're setting every record.
Historic season,
3-0.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I've been watching the NBA playoffs. I haven't watched, Valeri, you haven't watched any of the NHL playoffs?
NHL, no, but I've watched a little bit of the NBA.
I'll get into the NBA playoff, the NHL playoffs a little bit more as it goes on.
Upside down, Pittsburgh down 3-0. Yeah, just crazy.
How about the Vegas Golden Knights? I haven't even watching them.
They're playing.
Are they winning? Do we know? I don't even know.
Too late for Ira.
And I'm watching right now the Arsenal-Watson game.
Watford.
And,
and mean, what are they, Holmes and Watson?
Beyond the WAT,
I
you
took
had
a flyer.
No idea.
I took
idea,
a flyer.
Sure.
I saw exactly. WAT, so I took a flyer on Watson. We've got money on this, Valero?
Yes, we have money on Arsenal.
Arsenal, all right. Okay, and they're from where?
London.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, I'm just asking. Do you know?
Yeah, it's the Premier League, so you kind of figure it's somewhere around there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it is one of the Premier Leagues, I've been told.
No, that's the name of the league, Premier League.
Agree to disagree.
VGK's up 2-1.
Tonight, Vegas Golden Knights are up 2-1?
Yes, that's why I said VGK.
Tonight, NBA playoffs continue. 76ers, who are down 1-0, they're 8.5-point favorites over the Brooklyn Nets.
They're fraudulent, and it really comes down to how healthy that Joel Embiid is. But I think if you call him on
are
the phone—
Are they fraudulent,
yes,
though?
Yes. Yeah, they are, because they're a bunch of players, but not a team. They're a bunch of very good individuals, not together. The thing is, you can now call Joel Embiid on the bench and ask how he's feeling if you want to make a bet during the game.
I will say this. I had no—who was it? It was Amir Johnson that was checking his phone, and then
Joel Embiid looked over.
Right. I will be, you know, with all candor— We do interviews on this radio show, and I will check my phone during an interview. Crowder's talking, I'll check my phone. I have zero problem with someone checking their
phone.
But
you don't know why. Do you know why? Do you know why it's a problem and why they crack down on it? You should know this because you just spoke about this element.
Mm.
Gambling. Because what if you text someone and saying, hey, how's Embiid's ankle? I want to bet the second half line. Now that the NBA and all these leagues are going more into gambling, what an unbelievable way. Again, who's going to be the guy who's not going to throw the game but give the information? The lower paid guy. Not allowed in the NBA. You get a guy on a two-way contract maxing out at $350,000, $350,000. He's sitting on the bench. Joel Embiid comes over, tells the trainer, I can't go anymore. My knee is killing me. You call your buddy. You bet the second half of the game. You cash in. That's why. And not only that, but the perception of that, that someone could get through to a player. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound horrible, but I'm holding your wife. Make sure you don't win the game or something. Better they don't know that at the moment.
That's interesting. I had not thought of...
It's all about the gambling thing, and that really is a concern because, you know what? If a wise guy knows that a player has a phone in his warm-up pants, especially a guy who's not going to get in the game and therefore won't drop his phone and have to go to one of those we fix him, you repair him kind of places, yeah, they might wind up calling the guy, and a text is something you could do sort of very benignly so no one would notice.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point. I hadn't thought of that because in general I don't have a problem with someone checking their phone at work. And they're, you know, my kids in high school and they're not allowed to theoretically not allowed to be, like, I've got no problem with
see
it. I
texted my wife the show's about to go off the rails, so if she has something else to do, at least she knows it ahead of time.
Tell her to fire up the Flashdance DVD when you get home, man. You want to see that?
They only got 33%
on Rotten Tomatoes. And you want me to watch it. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Flashdance, I think it won awards.
No,
I
but you're missing the point. The problem is Rotten Tomatoes came out so much after Flashdance.
Bingo.
That's what's happening is the people, yes. And you know how you always talk about this to Channing and Falero? Do movies hold up over time? We know one thing. No movie holds up over time. Even, remember how it used to be like you tell people you have to watch The Wizard of Oz, you have to watch Gone with the Wind, or you have to watch, what was the Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca. Come on.
Is that the one with Rosebud?
I know what you're talking about.
I had to watch that in school one year.
None of these movies hold up.
So
the problem is this. The problem is that Rotten Tomatoes is now, you're asking people to rate a movie that's 30 years old.
That's a good point. Did Flashdance win any awards?
Only for Best Original Song, which was that song by Irene Cara.
I think it's one of the better soundtracks ever, right? Because Maniac, wasn't Maniac?
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, let's see. Your radio guy. Who sang Maniac?
That was Michael Cimbello.
Wow.
Cimbello, as we say.
No one says that.
I'm saying you talk about a one-trick wonder, right? That was it.
Yep.
Name another one of his songs for $50.
No, you can't. And that's the amazing thing. The way that most sports fans can, 1983, right. The MVP was so-and-so. My brain does not work that way. But, man, you want to know a Michael Cimbello song? I will give you Maniac.
The one and only Cimbello.
Yeah, it's not Cimbello.
If you're Latin, you say it like
no,
that.
No, you don't, though, because he's not Hispanic. So.
Michael Cimbello.
but no.
Mikael, sorry.
And so just speaking of gambling and whatnot, I know you were speaking more of it in a negative fashion there by checking your phone on the bench. Nets plus 8.5, though, tonight. I'm thinking about betting the Nets.
Yeah, I think with their top three players, the way D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie are playing right now, and Caris LeVert, or as you would say, three players you've never heard of because they've never written a song from a 1970s musical. But yeah, I think they have more firepower than people think. I think they're hungrier right now. I think the Sixers are a mess. They're Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler going into free agency. They're Joel Embiid, who I don't think a championship is his ultimate priority as much as being a star. And I think Ben Simmons is running into the problem that Rajon Rondo ran into. When you don't have an outside shot, eventually you become limited and you're much easier to scout.
Maybe plus 300. Maybe Brooklyn on the money line. Does that do anything for you, Falero?
I don't know. I think the 76ers kill them tonight. There's so much like speculation about them. I just think they come out and whoop Brooklyn because Brooklyn's not that good.
Then the late game tonight is the Warriors. They host the Clippers. The line on that is 13.5.
There can't be a high enough line. When you look
13.5, you would lay the points.
I would lay the points for this reason. Not only do the Warriors have the best player, the second best player, the third best player, they probably have the top five players talent wise in that series. With all due respect to Lou Williams and Danilo Gallinari.
You want to guess tomorrow night, Raptors Magic line? Now, Raptors are down 1-0. It's in Toronto again.
Raptors 9?
Yeah, Raptors minus 10.
Take Raptors. I think the Raptors come out.
Do or die. And Toronto every year blows the early game and still somehow gets to the conference finals.
And then the two later games tomorrow. Denver is a 7-point favorite over San Antonio.
Denver finished number 2 in the conference. They have to make a statement there.
Falero during the commercial break was marveling at San Antonio.
Spurs, they have players that you've never heard of.
Arsenal just scored!
Right.
Arsenal!
Please try to pronounce his name.
There you go, Arsenal.
No, the guy who scored.
Do you know?
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Oh, look at you. Arsenal. Takes a 1-0 lead over Watson.
Over Watsco?
Watford.
Over the Watsco Center? Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah, San Antonio, they are amazing.
Carlos Bertrand's, Brian Forbes, I think his name is.
Bryn Forbes.
How about our guy? Lonnie Walker.
I don't even know if he's playing. I didn't see him.
He's on that Spurs team.
He's on the roster, but he spent most of the season in the G League.
You know who I saw playing for Detroit? Bruce Brown.
He started about half the season because they were so shorthanded. Wayne Ellington. Yeah, that was a disgrace. The one thing I said about Detroit, if you knew that Blake Griffin wasn't going to be in the series, the NBA should have replaced them with another team. You know how when you get to the bubble in the NCAA tournament, they'll say that if a team's on the bubble but they know its star player is injured, they will bypass that team because they're not the same team?
Adam Silver should have that ability.
They should say, hey, Charlotte or Miami, you could show up the rest of the series in Milwaukee.
And then Portland, who's leading OKC 1-0 in that series. You want to guess the Portland OKC line tomorrow?
Well, see, I would have thought it would have been off the board just because of Paul George's injury. So I'm kind of surprised there is a line.
It's Portland -2.
Yeah, I think that fluctuate on when we get the updated injury report on Paul George, because his shoulder was so bad and he was so awful jacking up those shots. That, again, that's a series you can make an argument that Oklahoma City has the two best players with Paul George and with Russell Westbrook. But if George is limited, all of a sudden Damian Lillard and even CJ McCollum move up there.
Why are you fist bumping?
Watson just got a red card.
Wow.
So now they're down to 10 men.
Look at that. So they have to play with 10 men the rest of the game?
Yes, 11 versus 10.
This a new rule in soccer?
No, it's been there since the creation, I believe.
Since I think yesterday, yes. They changed it yesterday, yes.
People are texting in. Text this in. What movie still holds up? Now, what's the parameters? 20 years?
I think I have to go about 30.
30 years?
Or 25. That's a good number.
25 years. Okay, so it's got to be a movie. Now, my math is going to be terrible on this. So a movie that came out in what year are we? 2019?
1994.
All right. So if it came out in 1970, what?
I said 1994.
1994. If it came out in 94 or earlier,
right.
What still holds up?
Scarface.
It doesn't. I love Scarface. Scarface, a great movie.
It doesn't hold up to you?
It is so campy.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if it was meant to be
and
campy.
And even the blood and the special effects, the way they do it now, it's okay. Oh, more red pellets exploded inside his chest.
I mean, yeah, or in the shower when they're chainsawing and the red, super red blood splatters.
When the paint's everywhere. The
ketchup. I'm not saying it's not a good movie. I'm not saying that Scarface isn't a great movie because to me it's a classic. But I don't think it holds up. I don't think you see it the same way.
You're saying if DJ watches it by himself without anything,
right?
He won't like it.
Yeah, and he's 14, my kid. But like what? Like a movie that I think like would evoke the same kind of reaction now. If it was released nowadays, where it wouldn't feel.
I'll give you one. It's a romance movie, but Harry Met Sally.
I don't think it holds up.
You don't think so?
Never even heard of that one.
Really? It's playing at a major theater. Because I was looking on Fandango to look for movies to see.
One of those brought back kind of
deals. Like the Silver Spot Theater in like Cypress Creek or whatever, and they play it one time. But I don't know if that would.
I mean, the one scene in the restaurant, though.
Right, but I think it would be hokey. I think it would be, by today's standards, I think it's hokey.
What about Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
Is that over 25 years old?
1994 came out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shawshank holds up, especially because it's a period piece anyway.
Yes.
So it's not even like you see a funny cell phone that would jar you back to reality.
In a prison, it's a Spartan scene anyway, so that doesn't need to be that much Hollywood effect.
That is a 25-year-old movie that absolutely holds up.
And because Morgan Freeman looks exactly the same 25 years later.
Somebody texts in Spaceballs?
No.
Kids love it. It was pretty funny
when I watched
but
it.
But the thing is, because it tried to be campy, the fact that the sets were so awful plays into it. Yeah,
I don't think so.
But you know what you're
getting
yourself into when you watch the movie.
The first Jurassic Park, someone texts in, from 93?
I don't think so.
It is so good,
and
man.
I'll give you two people mentioned. Is the two old Mel Brooks movie, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, but I just don't know if that kind of humor holds up, although we would consider them classics.
I have to, it's a shameful admission, especially as a
really?
Jew.
Really? Mel Brooks?
I've never seen them.
Really?
And I don't really care for him. I don't find him to be as funny as every other Jew thinks he is.
He's like our comedic rabbi.
I know. He is a deity. You understand what I'm talking about, Falero, right?
Huh?
Arsenal is up 1-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get back into the NBA with Ira.
Radio.com.
The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota.
I just want the person who ever heard that traffic report to think it was them.
What was that, man?
I don't know what happened there. Sounds like it was sent at the wrong bit rate.
So smart.
Yeah.
You're a savvy radio professional.
Venmo me.
now that you found you can get money on Venmo and not just send it, now you're all over this.
3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Ton of people. It's more than I could even keep track of. On the text machine, people texting in movies that still hold up. Has to be 25 years old or older, but there are a lot of them. Although someone just texted in, Porky's is still funny. It's not.
We spoke about that. I remember on our show a while back.
I don't
back,
think Porky's holds
or even
up.
Animal House. Yeah.
Animal House is not funny. Let's be honest. I know that sounds sacrilege as well, because anyone that grew up in the 70s, maybe early 80s, Animal House was the party film.
Yes, it was all John Belushi. And do you think John Belushi's not funny? Any John Belushi vehicle?
I'll tell you, if you look back at the old, I know this is sacrilege, but like if you look at the old SNL stuff, when he did the samurai, what was it, the samurai yes. whatever, I mean, it's not funny, is it?
I think it was so funny back then because it was so unique. Yeah.
Back then. Certain things, like, listen to an old Red Fox album. It's funny. It's still funny. Old Richard Pryor album, it's still funny. The John Belushi stuff, I don't think it holds up.
Well, like, remember the old, I don't know if your dad had these, the old Alan Sherman albums? I remember as a kid, that was the big thing. They actually would play comedy albums, yeah.
Well, he did have comedy albums. That's how I listened to Red Fox the first time. My dad had an old comedy album, and I listened to it. It was, I mean, filthy dirty. Alan Sherman I've never heard of, though.
Yes.
Anyway, Ira Winderman is here. He is filling in for Channing Crowder, who's got one more day off. He will be back tomorrow. You can check out Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com, to read Ira's work. He's
so
been
this
very
is the
busy.
This is the last day you can reflect on things that happened in the 60s, and then we'll already join.
And then we'll join
Millennium
the,
already in progress,
the
yes.
show in progress. Yeah, Ira Winderman has been very busy because the Heat have been very busy wrapping up the year, probably a year that they would like to forget.
Except for one thing.
Which is?
The Dwayne Wade farewell
It was
tour.
Perfect. It was a great send-off.
Again,
I mean,
you were pushing for that for years. He should come back. This is where he should end. This is how they should do it. I don't even think you could have envisioned the way it ended.
I don't think he could have envisioned that the farewell tour was going to be so widely embraced by NBA fans. I understand a video tribute and people give a standing ovation.
Right.
I'm talking about it turned into a tour. I know he came out with those T-shirts. Like, it was a tour
right.
where he would go city to city, and he was just beloved. They were coming out to watch him at Shoot Around. They were staying after the game to watch him then. I think it was something really special. I think Dwayne Wade really, if you ever question,
he nailed it. And that's the thing. It's like when these rock groups come back, as you know, Hawk, music guy, they'll come back. Sometimes a reunion tour is fantastic. And sometimes it is, you go out there to the Pompano Beach Amphitheater and you go, yeah, those guys probably shouldn't be here right now. That's the difference. Yeah,
he nailed it. You are absolutely right. But for the most part, the season, you said this leading up to the end. Boy, if you're not going to be really in that draft lottery, and I think where they have like a 1%
chance. 1% chance, top pick, 4.7 overall. Yeah.
And if you're not really going to be in the lottery,
it's the worst place to be. It's
you're
the
in
worst
the worst
place
spot.
To be.
You
you're
don't
in
get
limbo.
Those four playoff games at least. Like, it's just
you don't get the Dwayne farewell. You don't get the good draft choice. You're like the Dolphins every year with seven quarterbacks go in front of you, and you can never get the guy. Stuck in the middle is the worst place to be in sports. And Pat mentioned this, Pat Riley, on Saturday. The Dwayne Wade farewell tour was a masking agent for this team. That just when you wanted to be more critical and condescending, you say, but man, what Dwayne did last night was awesome. And Hawk, those last two games, 30 points in the home finale and that great victory over the Sixers and the triple-double with Udonis hitting the shot to give him the 10th assist in Brooklyn, you couldn't have scripted it any better.
Well, I'll tell you, we started the show today and I was talking about Tiger Woods and how it gave me the chills yesterday. I got the chills when Udonis got that feed from D-Wade and just drained the shot. It was chill-inducing for Heat fans. I'm sure NBA fans all over the place. A couple texts, by the way, that are coming in. Damn, Ira, did y'all have to spin the crank to start your car? Someone says Alan Sherman was Hello Mudda.
Yes.
So Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
Camp Granada, yes.
Here I am
Thank
at
you.
Camp Granada. Some
Thank
of you
me,
I have heard that.
Thank you, older people out there, our target listeners.
And then someone just texts in, come on, guys. And I'm assuming that's someone that's just exasperated by the talk of Alan Sherman and Hello Mudda. Hello, Fada.
Again, you know, this is the nostalgia. You always tell me the 3 to 4 is the nostalgia hour, so.
I love nostalgia more than anything, which is why I loved the Dwayne Wade stuff, and it's why I loved the Chris Bosh ceremony. There was Crowder and I disagreed about this, but at that Brooklyn game, when LeBron photobombed D. Wade when he was being interviewed by Jax, I thought it was,
that
I mean,
face, the memory
the
of 2011,
same exact
2012.
Face,
yeah.
The nostalgia of that for me as a Heat fan was, it was,
awe-inducing for just that one moment. I loved it. I love nostalgia, but I loved that. And that was a reminder, I think, of how great things were for four seasons.
Right.
And you'll probably never have that.
And before that with Dwayne in the 2006 championship.
Nothing ever like those four seasons, those years, right? Nothing like that.
Again, the NBA, you're all of a sudden you're seeing it breaking up a little in Golden State, where Kevin Durant wants to get out, where being part of a big three is not as much about being the man. How Joel Embiid, like we spoke about with the Sixers, wants it to be his team, not part of Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris's team. I think the big three thing sort of, there was an era for that. You know, in music, there are different trends. The trend was big three. I think we're moving away from that again.
LeBron made a huge mistake. Yes?
Not going back to Cleveland, no, because the home, just as much as you're talking about Dwayne Wade coming back and having this last year and a half, that's how much LeBron winning the championship for Cleveland meant. So maybe leaving Cleveland was a huge mistake, and keep chasing something further was the mistake. I think leaving Miami and doing what he did in Cleveland, it revitalized that town to the same degree that Dwayne did down here as a basketball season.
Had he stayed, though, for another couple seasons?
No, first of all, Chris Bosh got sick. LeBron being here wasn't going to unsick him. And again, what people are forgetting.
But Ray Allen would have stayed, yeah?
Yes, but what people are forgetting is this, and this is something hot that has gotten overlooked too much. LeBron James quit on Dwayne Wade twice. He quit on Dwayne Wade when he left in 2014 because he said to himself, Kyrie Irving is better. I'm going to go play with Kyrie Irving.
I'm going to trade him in for a younger
Dwayne's
model.
Getting older. Then, if you remember a year ago at midseason when the Cavaliers were floundering, he went to the front office. He said, get me quality talent. And I know that Dwayne's not going to play at all the second half of the season. Trade him back to Miami. So what they did is they went out and got Rodney Hood, who they thought was an upgrade on Dwayne. And they basically told Dwayne, you have two choices. You can finish the season here playing on the bench and not playing at all. Or we can work and try to get you back to Miami. He quit on his friend twice.
I've always found that dynamic to be very interesting because Dwayne Wade has stood by him.
As a friend. That's the difference in the working relationship. Look, I don't want to talk out of school here, but you've done a lot of shows with a lot of different partners. There have probably been radio partners that you loved as a person. You love the way he raises family. He's a good person. He's God-fearing and all this. But as a partner on the radio, you said to yourself, this isn't good. This isn't good chemistry. We don't work together. I think that's the relationship with LeBron and Dwayne after 2014, when he realized that Dwayne wasn't good enough for me anymore, but I still love you as a person.
Yeah, I still find it a little odd because Dwayne Wade, time and time again, has chosen. I mean, did he chose LeBron over Pat Riley, really, right? Didn't he? I mean, that Christmas game where they came, it was the first time that LeBron had come back right. with Cleveland, and Dwayne Wade made it a point. We're on different families, but it's me and LeBron
but
first.
It's me and you first, and the way they played that game against each other.
Yeah.
And especially with everything that was going on with Pat Riley in the interim also. Yeah.
Any chance Kyrie goes back to reunite with LeBron, you think?
I think Kyrie is a lost soul whose future will be played out by how the Celtics play it out. It was an uneven season. I think Kyrie with Kevin Durant to New York is a very real possibility. I think for everyone in a big three situation who finds the perfect place, there are three or four other guys who can't find the comfort. I don't think Kevin Durant has ever found the comfort. He's found a championship, multiple championships with the Warriors, but he's never looked like he's enjoyed the experience, like he's found his special place. I think that's
a
really
angrier
hard thing.
Than he's ever been.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying is it just seems like there's certain guys that get to places. Jimmy Butler in Philadelphia is another one of those. Get me out of here. Get me somewhere where the grass isn't always greener. Kyrie Irving is unbelievably talented, is a great playoff player, but I just don't think he's been happy where he's been in his last couple of stops.
Where do you think KD ends up? No chance that he ends up staying in Golden State?
I think at least 50-50 he does, only based on the result, that a championship can be intoxicating. If LeBron won in 2014, if the air conditioning didn't go out, then I think for all the love of Cleveland, it's so intoxicating to be a champion, you stay. If the Warriors either don't win it or win it the hard way, where it's not fun, I think he wants to go to New York and finally get his own place. Where he's not second fiddle to anyone, where he's not the guy with Russell Westbrook, he's not the guy with Steph Curry. The garden is his.
Yeah, I think you saw that this season too, and all the way that all the players pay homage to it, the LeBrons and whatnot. KD would be the first guy in the longest to go there, I guess,
since Carmelo,
aside from Carmelo. Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't work out well there, but Carmelo was beloved during his time there. He just didn't have anything at the side. Now the Knicks have two full salary cap slots for max guys, so they can get everything they need.
All right, we'll get back more into the Heat, because I did want to get some season-ending grades from you, and I wanted to find out what you think Spo's job, how he did it this season, and we'll wrap up the Miami Heat season as we do our Heat postmortem with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. He is in for Channing Crowder. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Oh my God, this is Samantha Fox?
Yes, it is.
Samantha Fox, for those of you that don't know, she was an 80s artist, but she was a Page Six model mm-hmm. in the London tabloids or whatever. And so she would pose topless. They used to have topless women on Page Six or Page Two, maybe. I'm thinking of Page Six in the New York Post. But I loved Samantha Fox for a little while.
Of course
you
did.
You ever heard of her, Valero?
No.
What'd you say? It's her birthday today?
It is her birthday.
How old is she?
Late 50s, I believe.
Are you just making that up?
Early 50s, sorry.
Okay. 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Arsenal still up 1-0 over Watford. So what would you give the Heat for this season? Ira Winderman is here for Crowder. What would you give the Heat overall letter grade based, I guess, on performance versus expectation?
C.
A C.
Yeah.
Just an average team, which is what they were.
Yes, an average roster with average performance and an average finish and an average outlook going forward.
Is there a possibility, and you touched on this in the 2 o'clock hour, but is there a possibility that that changes dramatically for next season?
I can't see how, based on their salary cap situation, based on the fact that if Hassan Whiteside doesn't opt out of $27 million, a Goran Dragic of about $17 million, they don't have cap space. They have to worry about the luxury tax again, and they have to protect 2020 as the next time they can get cap space. That it'll very much be a limbo year. It's almost like we were speaking last hour. The Dwayne Wade retirement tour was the masking agent of this season. What is going to be the masking agent of next season? And there were a bunch of masking agents this season. There were the Vice uniforms, the Vice court. There was like a lot of other stuff going on. So, hey, the game, don't worry about the game. Look what we got for you.
Well, you know what's funny is that Derek Jeter took a lot of heat in the media for suggesting, hey, the game can also almost be secondary if we put on a good environment at Marlins Park.
If we have a beer garden and all that.
And I have to tell you, I'm a big believer in that. Like, I went to the Marlins game yesterday. Like, the game was secondary to me. I went there to have a good time with some friends, had a beer. We did walk around the park. They did really make good use of where the home run sculpture was. It was a really cool area to watch the game. We watched a little bit over there. Like,
where is the sculpture now? Has anyone ever said definitively it was supposed to go out front, but did it?
Yeah, it was supposed to go out front. I don't know. Can you find, Valero, where the home run sculpture is?
Because I'm wondering, every time the Marlins hit a home run, does one of those, what were they, pelican? What was the animal there? Flamingos.
Flamingo. What'd you say?
Ibis.
Does every one of those flamingos cry a little bit when there's a home run and they don't get to go spinning around?
They moved the bobblehead museum.
I always thought that was
It's
in the park, yeah.
I always thought that was grossly overstated. You mean the bobblehead showcase? I mean, the way that music, come on.
I'm with you. No, that's a really good point. That should not be called a museum.
Like, doesn't a museum have to be a certain size to be a museum?
I think a museum, don't you generally, you have to be able to walk into it?
and actually make several turns to get out of it.
Right, like a museum, that bobblehead display, I could put in my backyard. So if I could put it in my backyard.
You could put it in your kitchen, kitchen counter.
It's like, it's not a museum. That's a very good point.
Like,
by
I went once to the, there's this world, the only good point so far. I went to this World Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York. It's basically in an old house and there was like two rooms. This is not a museum. A museum, you have to make at least two lefts and three rights for it to be a museum.
Right. Like, you've got to be able to net at least $75 in a vending machine over the course of a month for it to be a viable museum, in my estimation.
Yeah, it's just whenever they call that, like, okay, that's a display case. What am I missing here?
Well, anyway, it's there. It's towards.
Do they still have the fish in the fish tank there behind?
So I was trying to find it. I was told by one of my friends. I said, do they not have the fish tank anymore? And my friend said, yeah. I couldn't see it, but you know.
I guess is where you were sitting.
I got 49-year-old eyes.
I'm on MLB.com. This was a story back in 2018. The sculpture will now anchor a new art walk outside the stadium. I don't know if you saw that.
So my guess is maybe they haven't built the art walk yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what do you do with it in between? Like, where do you hide something like that? Is it like a warehouse for, like, home run sculptures?
It's, you know, where the old Sears was, Town Center Mall in Boca. There's nothing there. They put it in there.
It reminds me, like, when you always hear about in Vegas how they have all the signs out in the desert, you know, from the former signs or something like that.
There's, like, I've seen an article before. They have an old airplane parts thing in the desert.
Yes.
Where literally, like, old airplanes fuselages and they're just out in a desert somewhere. So maybe there is what other artifacts from Miami history
or even all time in baseball. Like, does the previous old Big Apple from Shea Stadium, is that out there also?
I want to open a museum of tchotchkes in the old Sears at Town Center Mall in Boca.
Actually, we have one at my mom's house at Sunrise, but that's another story.
There's a grandfather clock, I'm sure.
All kinds of stuff.
Like, just tchotchkes from... But this is, you know, you talk about the Heat next season and, you know, is there really any chance that it's going to be...
They'll be competitive. They'll be gritty. They'll be gutsy. They'll fight for a playoff spot. Again, here's a fascinating fact. Since LeBron James left in 2014, the Heat have played a grand total of 2 games without playoff implications. The end of the 2014-15 season, they were eliminated before they played a game in Philadelphia when they played everyone 48 minutes to get a draft choice. And this past Wednesday, every other game since LeBron left had playoff implications.
That's pretty pretty amazing. Like, that's a testament. They're scrappy.
As opposed to what happened to Cleveland every time LeBron left, when they went right
in the toilet.
And they kept winning lotteries.
But Miami, I brought this up with Crowder last week. Miami's an interesting place right now when it comes to sports. The Hurricanes football team, it was a huge disappointment last season. But now they're the greatest hope that South Florida has, right? The Marlins are terrible. There's no hope for them being any good. The Dolphins, they're the worst team on paper. Now, you could have surprise finishes in the NFL, and maybe you're a 5-win team, not a 3-win team, but they're not a good team.
I think the Panthers have the most talent relative to possible success.
And they're coming off another season of not making the playoffs.
So you have no faith in them.
And really squandered an opportunity to have the excitement of the entire city behind them, because there was nothing else. Like, they squandered
every
this
television
season.
Station would have been live from the BB&T Center because of that.
I said, this is funny. So... the Hurricanes, disappointment, but Manny Diaz and his staff, they arrived for an event at the Wharf last week on a yacht, like rock stars, right? They're coming off a disappointing season. The Heat, they probably gave us more excitement in the final 2 games of the season than we deserved because of Dwayne Wade.
Yes,
and nothing to do with the season because of Dwayne Wade. The Panthers, they've got billboards up now that says Q is here. Joel Quenneville has been hired. They're, again, another season with no playoffs, but they've got a billboard campaign going now. It's a really weird time for South Florida sports.
All they do is sell hope and this territory, and they started that and slogans.
This is as devoid of talent, though, as South Florida, I think, sports-wise has ever seen.
With the Heat down like this, but the last 5 years, the Heat have been the same team.
And with no more Dwayne Wade. When I say devoid of star power, there is not a star on the Dolphins. You could make the case maybe for Rashad Jones.
Meh. Xavier Howard, probably.
Xavier Howard, maybe. And the Panthers, okay. Sasha Barkov
is the best player in South Florida, but he's a hockey player.
And if he was refilling the coffee machine downstairs, I wouldn't recognize
him. He was. Actually, I asked him if the Keurig was caffeinated or not, and he let us know.
I'm telling you, there is a complete lack of stars.
Marlin. Give me a Marlin name. Go. Starlin Castro.
Starlin Castro and maybe Curtis Granderson.
Jose Ureña.
I mean,
exactly. Or Wayne Chan. I mean,
opening day starter.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy in this city. Because even the Miami Hurricanes. I mean, we're pinning our hopes on Tate Martell, right?
In fact, I'm going to say something that's really weird. You can make an argument that Hassan Whiteside is still the biggest name athlete in town just because basketball is so much bigger than hockey and that at least everyone knows who he is, right? Notice if you were to make a list of, okay, do you know who Starlin Castro is? Do you know who Sasha Barkov is? Do you know who Hassan Whiteside is? You'd probably get more Hassan Whiteside answers.
Is Hassan Whiteside the biggest star in South Florida sports?
I think he's the biggest name on the Heat.
You're talking about like Q rating, essentially.
Yeah, exactly, right. Like, do you know who he is?
I like Hassan Whiteside.
So, Shannon Sharp sits in with us sometimes. He's a big Hassan Whiteside fan.
And, I like Hassan Whiteside.
And he bangs that drum. He loves Hassan Whiteside.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
So, he doesn't add much else to the show, but Shannon Sharp, he really bangs the Hassan Whiteside.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
We got you, Shannon. And then what's your favorite college basketball matchup?
Creighton and Drake.
He was trying to talk about Kenyon Drake, but he mentioned Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
You know. But Shannon Sharp, he's not very active on the panel, but he's here, and every now and then he'll just pop in.
And it's a commercial show.
He loves Hassan Whiteside.
And he gets up so early. We understand it.
Totally understand. We all like Hassan Whiteside. He might be the biggest star in all of South Florida sports.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
We got you.
Or was that Wasabi Whiteside?
Yeah, and oftentimes when I go for sushi, I will make sure that I order the Hassan Whiteside. All right, we have to take a break with Ira. Ira doesn't know what's going on anymore. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.